Somebody asked a very interesting question. And they asked, we know that the Torah says, Leikam Navi Oit Kemoisha, that there's no bigger Navi than Moshe Rabbeinu. And if that's the case, how come the Eibishter doesn't send Moshe Rabbeinu to be Mevasu de Gula? In other words, from all the Nevi'im, Moshe Rabbeinu was by far the greatest Navi. Akidekach, like we just mentioned, the Torah says there will never be a Navi like Moshe. So how come the Eibishter chose Eliyo HaNavi to be the one to be Mevasa de Gula? What is the Maila about Eliyo HaNavi that we do not find by Moshe Rabbeinu? So I saw in Sifrei Chassidus a very interesting biur to this inyan. The Hektim, by prefacing that we find that the birth of Eliyo was very different than the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu. In what sense? In the sense as follows, that there are pregnancies of Eliyo and the pregnancy of Moshe, they were both 3 months off. Moshe was born right after the sixth month, right at the beginning of the seventh month. He was born 3 months early. And believe it or not, Eliyo HaNavi was born 3 months late. In other words, Eliyo HaNavi, he was born in the 12th month. Most pregnancies, most babies are born 9 months, right after the 9th month. Eliyo HaNavi was born in the 12th month. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was 3 months early, and Eliyo HaNavi was 3 months late. What is the Hayra, what's the lesson from this? What is the reason behind this? So the Svarim explain that Moshe Rabbeinu, his Nevesh Abahamis, was immature. He's Pashit, he was 3 months early. That means that his Nevesh Abahamis never was fully developed. Moshe was Kodesh Mibetan. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was born, is Nali Abayis Kulei Ur. The entire house was made with light. He was, in other words, not Pshat that his body was born early. The message is that his Nevesh Abahamis was never fully developed. And therefore, he never really had a Hasaga Velt. He never really understood the world. He was always aloof. He was always higher than the world. Eliyo HaNavi, on the other hand, his Nevesh Abahamis was extra developed. 12 months, meaning he had a fully developed Nevesh Abahamis. His Nevesh Abahamis was so extant that his name was Eliyo. What's interesting about Eliyo, well, on one hand, it's the Shem Hashem, Keli, and Yudke Vavke is basically the letters Kale and Keli and Eliyo. It's a very holy name. On the other hand, the name Eliyo, it's brought down in Samach Vav, the Eliyo Gematria Behema. The Gematria of Eliyo is the Gematria of the word Behema. Why? L'chayhu l'chashashon to connect Eliyo to Behema. But the Indian is that his Nevesh Abahamis was full force. The Nevesh Abahamis of Eliyo, the Behema of the Indian of Eliyo, was B'chol HaTokif. And therefore, if Eliyo, the whole point of Bias HaMashiach is Dir B'tachtoinim, the whole point is to elevate the Nevesh Abahamis, to elevate the Chumriyas, to elevate the physical world. The whole a mensch was left in Atzilis, that Hegnish, he can't be the one to be Mevasa the Geula. Because by him, he's already in Ayolam Achir, left in Andra Welt. Davke somebody, what's up, yeah, Nefesh Abahamis. Davke somebody that, yeah, his Nefesh Abahamis is extra developed. And he turned it over so much, until his goof became so Kaddish, that the Eibishter took back his goof Chai, which that's going to be tomorrow's shir, explaining Mir Toshem the status of Eliyahu HaNavi's goof, the way it's holding today. What's the halachic status of Eliyahu HaNavi's goof? That's a big machoikis in the Paskim and the Mepharshim. But the Nekuda is that Eliyahu HaNavi, he is so mevurar. Eliyahu HaNavi, he worked on himself so much that he elevated even this grace in Nevesh Abahamis. That means in Eliyahu HaNavi is really a little image of Dira B'Tachtonim. The whole inyan of Eliyahu was to change Behema into Kael, into the Eibishter. The same Gematria. He took Behema and he changed it over until it became Eliyahu, the name, the Shem Hashem. In other words, Eliyahu represents Ishapcha Hashaykh Lenahira. Eliyahu represents Dira B'Tachtonim. And therefore, who is the Eibishter going to choose to be Mevashet the Gula? Who is the Eibishter going to choose? Hine Anechi Sheleach Lechem Es Eliyahu HaNavi. From all the Nevi'im, it's Davke Eliyahu, because Dira B'Tachtonim, the Inyan of Mashiach, is Ishapcha Hashaykh Lenahira.